that you're allowed to burn the fats of the Korban Pesach that comes out on Erev Pesach, is Shabbos, you're allowed to burn it on Shabbos. So the Gemara Tanya, Omar Rabbi Shimon, Bo v'rol kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Let's come and look and see how chaviv, how dear it is to do a mitzvah at the right time, In northern Bechon means as soon as possible. Sherei hekta chalovim. This Indian, we shech the Korban Pesach, true, Erev Pesach, yepta chatzois. And if it's Shabbos, you're allowed to shech it then also. Now the next thing is you have to burn the fats. How long are you allowed to burn the fats? You're allowed to burn the fats that whole afternoon and the whole night. So really the question is, why are you allowed to burn the fats on Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos? Why don't we say rather wait till the night time, wait till Yom Tov, and burn it on Yom Tov first? It's because you are allowed to burn the fats on Yom Tov. Why does the Mishnah say you're allowed to burn the fats on Shabbos? Elamai and Saraya, that since the mitzvah starts right now, so it's chaviv, it's very dear to do the mitzvah as soon as it starts. Now the zman mitzvah, this svar is even doicha Shabbos. The Gemara says, Sherei hekta chalovim vevorim, updorim, burning of the fats, the kishka, the murim, ksherim kol alayla. Really, if you didn't do it now, you could do it all night time. Still, v'yeimamtina le'mashatechshach. The Mishnah says you don't have to wait till the night time, but rather you're allowed to burn it right now on Shabbos. So we see what? There's an inyan to do the mitzvah as soon as the time comes. The Rashi says, Kshem kol alayla. K'nesev ha'moit alam ezbeh kol alayla. V'yochol ha'kirim kol alayla. You could burn it all night. V'yachol pekeni ha'mamtina le'mashatechshach. Elo machal le'n Shabbos alayim. You're allowed to burn it right now on Shabbos. K'nesev, like we have the posik. That any korban that you're allowed to bring on Shabbos, you're allowed to burn the fats also. Even though the burning of the fats, if you want to, you could push it off to the night time. First burn it at night time, but still there's a chaviv, there's a love involved to do it right away, even though it means to be doicha Shabbos. So you see how chashav important it is to do the mitzvah at the right time, right away, when you can start doing it. Then we add a din, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah says that the shvusim of either carrying your animal to the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, or else bringing it chutz l'tchum, or else cutting off the wood that's growing on the animal, even to do it with a shinui, with your hands, it's only awesome with the Rabbanon, still the Tanakhama says it's awesome. Hey, these things you should have done before Shabbos, anything you should have done before Shabbos is not doicha Shabbos. That's what the Tanakhama says. And Rav Elazar said no. Rav Elazar made the kal v'chomer in the Mishnah that ma'aduch, you're allowed to do the shechita on Shabbos, you're allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos. You're allowed to shecht it. So avad, you're allowed to do any shavus. Any issur rabbonin you want to do, the serve the Korban Pesach, is also mutter. That was the machlokes in the Mishnah. For the Gemara Minu, have a kasha now. There's a Mishnah in Erevin that says, choytchin yabelas b'migdish. If somebody has a wart, a growth on his hand, so in the base of Migdish, you're allowed to cut it off. Avaloi b'medina. But chutz from the Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to do it. But in the Beis Hamikdash, like Rashi says, chutz in Yabel Hamikdash, t'loy gozu ala shvus b'migdash, mash mason in isur midrabonim, and the klal is the rabbonim don't make the exeris in the Beis Hamikdash. Since it's negated to a kain, or negated to the korban, there's a reason in the Beis Hamikdash. So it's a stira. Our Mishnah says it's also, you're not allowed to cut off the Yabelis on Shabbos, and in the Beis Hamikdash. And here it's in Erevin, it says it's mutter. And the Mishnah in Erevin just says, v'im b'kli. But let's say using a knife, then kan v'kan osur. Then both place, even in the base of Mikdash, is osur. Because to use a knife to cut off a wood, that's an issur d'oraisa. An issur d'oraisa will not matter in the base of Mikdash. Just to lose your hands, it's a shino, son of the rabbanon, they will make them. So it's a stira. Here our Mishnah says it's osur, and the Mishnah in Erevin says it's mutter. So Margus Tutsurutsim. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Brachanina. Tutsurutsim. Each one says a teretz. Chadama one says like this. Idi vidi biyad. I tell you, both Mishnahs, our Mishnah and Erevin, are both talking about you only using your hand. So it's a stira. Our Mishnah says, even with your hand, it's usur. And the Mishnah Erevin said that in the Beis Hamikdash, you're allowed to, on Shabbos, cut off a wood, a growth with your hands. I tell you, hobalechla biyaveshim. Our Mishnah is talking about what's still wet, it's still growing. So that's the biggest shavus. The Mishnah Erevin is talking about what's all dried up already, that's kamat falling off. So there, then, Mako, just pulling off a dried out wood, that's mutter. The Chadama one gives a teretz like this. Idi vidi b'leicha. No, both Mishnahs are talking about you have a wet, a healthy wood that's growing. So the stira, our Mishnah says you're not allowed to cut it off on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Erevin says in the Beis Hamikdash is a mutter. V'le kasha. Ho v'yad ho b'kli. Our, the Mishnah Erevina says it's mutter is talking about your hands. Or shvus is mutter. Our Mishnah is talking about a kli. So that's why our Mishnah says it's also. And down here. So tomorrow, Ulaman the Yomina, Ulaman the Yomina, the Teretz, Hob the Yad, Hob the Kli, this last Teretz that says that our Mishnah is talking about using a kli, that's why it's also. And the Mishnah Erevina says it's mutter is talking about using your hands. My time, Ulayama, why didn't he want to answer like the other Teretz? Idi, Idi, Biyad. No, both Mishnahs are talking about with your hand. Why didn't you want to answer like the first Teretz? That our Mishnah is talking about was still wet. So there's a bigger issue with the Rabbanim to cut it off. And the Mishnah Erev is talking about was all dried up already, the wood. That's why there you can cut it off in the base of Migdish. Omolach, he answers and tells you, Yavesha, if it's a dried up wood, Nifrach Prichon. All you're doing is just like rubbing it off your body. That wouldn't be any issue altogether. He doesn't like to say that the Mishnah in Erevin is saying it's mutter is talking about a dried up one. Because if it's a dried up one, it should even be mutter in the Gvulin. Rashi is a Mifra Parach. It's not even called a Chatikon. If it's all dried up, you just have to push it off. That's not called Chatikon. And the Mishnah there in Erevin says, you're allowed to cut. It says, you're allowed to cut off a growth from your body. So that's why he doesn't like the terrace that the Mishnah Erevin is talking about a dried up one. Mashma, both Mishnahs are talking about chaticha cutting. They're both talking about a wet one, a fresh one. The ayat asira, the Torah says, our Mishnah is talking about the kli. To use a knife, it's an issue, right? So that's what's also to do. And the Mishnah Erevin is talking about using your hands, which is a shino yonim adrabbanan. That's mutti in the base of Yiddish. So the word now, let the second Torah, let the first Torah. Uloman di yoma ibi vidi biyad. But the second Torah, that said both Mishnahs are talking about using your hands. V'loi kasha. I, ho b'lecha, our Mishnah says it's also talking about where it's wet. Ho b'yavesha. That's what the Mishnah Erevin says, you're allowed to cut it off on Shabbos, somewhere where it's dried off. My time, Eloyome, Idi Vidi b'lecha. Why didn't he want to answer? No, both Mishnahs are rather talking about where the wards are wet. I insisted, then, b'loi kasha, why didn't he want to answer this teretz? Ho b'yad. Our Mishnah that says you can't cut off a ward on Shabbos, it's talking about, look at, ho b'yad. The Mishnah Erevin that says it's mutter, it's talking about using your hands. It's only a shinui. It's an abnormal manner. That's what's mutter. Ho the kli. Our Mishnah that says that it's osur is talking about using a kli, using a knife. Here it's an issue to write some. That's why it's osur. Why didn't he want to say this teretz? Omloch, he answers you like this. Kli. You want to tell me our Mishnah and Psalchim is talking about that you can't use a knife to cut off a ward on Shabbos in the base of Migdash? Ho ketorni hosam. This much it says clearly there in the Mishnah Erevin. The Mishnah in Erevin, even though it starts off to say you're allowed to cut off this ward in the base of Migdash, but it says clearly in Bakli, but Louis, so you're going to use a knife, kan v'kan osur. It's also to do it even in the base of Migdash. So that's why I didn't want to say our Mishnah is talking about a knife. Because then what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? The Mishnah Erevin said those two dinim. There in Erevin it says, it's mutter to use your hands. That's called the shinui. When you want to use a knife, it's osur. So it already said the din in Erevin, what do we need a new Mishnah of Sochem for to tell us this? It said it really one time. The Yiduch, the one that gives the Torah, answers you like this. Tiktoni kli hocham. The reason why it says the kli again here, even though it already said it one time in Masechet Erevin, that a kli is osur. So why did our Mishnah say a second time, the kli, you can't cut off the yabelis, the growth with the kli? Because pluk to the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shua, Slashrinan. And wants to tell us that you should know there's a Rebbe Lezer that argues. And now Mishnah Rebbe Lezer says the Kal B'chaimah. The Madach, you'll have to do the Shechita of the Korban on Shabbos. Hu Adin Avad, you'll have to cut off this wall on Shabbos also. So the reason why our Mishnah says, according to the Tanakama, that it's Osir, Pshit to the Tanakama says it's Osir. So the Chidashir, there's a Mandiyam, Rebbe Lezer, that holds the Smutter. He holds even this to the rice with Smutter. Just like you'll have to Shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, Hu Adin, you'll have to do any Yisr, the Ser of the Korban Pesach. Yeah. Right. Well, Amar Reb Lezer, Umayim Shchitas. Reb Lezer started to say his Pshat in the Mishnah. He said no, that these things are mutter to do on Shabbos. Mavdach Shchitas Shechtan the animal, which is Nisad Yerayis, is mutter on Shabbos. So Avad all these Shvusim carrying the animal Chutz Tchum, it should be mutter on Shabbos. And Reb Yeshua answered back and said, no, I have a Raya. Reb Yeshua said on every Yom Tif, you're allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tif. So you see, the Torah was matter and issue the rice of baking, cooking, the Torah Yom Tif. For Nezveg, you're not allowed to carry Chutz Tchum. You see, even though sometimes the Raisas are mutter, but Rabbanim still made their Shvusim. That was Rabbi Yeshua's kasha back to Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara, and then, what was Rabbi Eliezer's answer back? He answered back, what do you bring me a raya from a Shvus of Yom Tov to carry animals on Yom Tov? There's no mitzvah involved. It's Tam Rishus. Mashenkin here to carry animal for the purpose of bringing the carbon Pesach, which is a mitzvah, help Rabbi Eliezer, a mitzvah you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Just like you're allowed to shech the carbon Pesach on Shabbos, you're allowed to do all these Shvusim. That was Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua said no. He brought a raya from Yom Tov. So Gemara says now, Rabbi Yeshua, the time Rabbi Yeshua goes according to his Tam. The Yomar, he holds Simchas Yom Tov Nami Mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua says no, on Yom Tov Teet, to have food, to bring food, Chus Tchum, is also called the Sorche Mitzvah. The Tam, you learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer Waymas, and the goal is Shitos, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, don't bring me Raya from Yom Tov, because there is only Rishus. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds like this, the Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Waymas. Ain le yodim yom tov. On yom tov, a person doesn't have to elam. He could do oy oichel v'shoyis. If he wants to, he could eat and drink. It's not a mitzvah, but if you want, you could eat and drink. Oy yoshev v'shoyna. Or else, if you want to, you could sit and learn the whole day on yom tov. If less old, there's no mitzvah simchas yom tov on yom tov. You don't bedavka have to eat on yom tov. If you want to, you could fast and learn the whole day yom tov. That's Rabbi Eliezer shita. We have Yeshua ina. We possibly have Yeshua chalkeyu. No yom tov, you have to divide it half. Half of the day you have to spend eating and drinking. I don't know what mamish means, mamish half the day, but I call upon him, you have to have a mitzvah simchas yom tov. You have to, after davening, go and have the suda. It's a mitzvah. And the other half of the day you have to spend in the Beis HaMedrash, davening and learning. So it's good our Mishnah, Yeshua brought a raya. You see, on yom tov there is a mitzvah simchas yom tov teat. And therefore you're allowed to cook and bake on yom tov. Still, if you left your food outside the tchum, midrabbanan, you're not allowed to carry the food from chutz tchum inside on yom tov. So you see, even though you're allowed to cook to do an issur d'oraisa on yom tov, but sometimes the shvusim are still asur. That was Rabbi Yeshua's raya. Rabbi Eliezer says there is no raya, Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer holds eating on yom tov is no mitzvah. So the reason why the other rabbanan said he can't carry the food from out of the tchum, because there's no mitzvah to eat on yom tov. But shaykan an erev Pesach, there's a mitzvah to bring the korban Pesach. There for sure it is doichah. The Yom Rabbi Yechanan Ushnei Mikre Chadoshu. They both dash in the same pasuk. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Cause the Stirim Sukim. Cause of Echoraina. One pasuk says Atzeres Lashem Lakecha. Shvuas Atzeres is Lashem Lakecha. Belongs to Hashem. Pasuk that means if you want to, you can daven and fast and learn the whole day. Just be Isaac and Hashem. Because of Echoraina, another pasuk says Atzeres Tiyulachem. No, Shvuas should be for you. Atzeres Tiyulachem should be for you. Mashma should have a chilu v'shtiya. So it's a Stira. We have a lesson, so the pasuk means to say, oy kulu Hashem, oy kulu lachem. If you want to, you can spend the whole day Lashem davening and learning. If you want to, kulu lachem. So also, the stam kulu lavdavke just means if you want to, you can also eat. But not that there's a chiv to do it. If you want to, you could. We have Yeshua, Sovar, Chalkei, you'll know, both things are mitzvahs on Yom Tov. You have to do half and half. Chetiv Lashem, half the day you have to spend davening and learning. Vechetiv lachem, and half you have to spend doing mitzvahs achila, simchas Yom Tov. So our Mishnah is very good. The Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. By its Rabbi Eliezer, Hakel Moed, everybody is masking, even Rabbi Eliezer, that the Atzeres on Shavuos itself, on Chag HaShavuos, to be the Nam Lechem. Even Rabbi Eliezer holds that on Shavuos you bedavka have to eat. There's a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. My time of why? Yom Shenitnu by Torah. On Shavuos is the day the Torah was given. So since the Torah was given, that's why you have to have a Simcha Mishnah more than other Yom Tovim. So Rashi says, to be the Nam Lechem. Sheyismach voy, you have to be happy on Shavuos, by Michael Mishnah, by eating and drinking. Laharois to show shenoyach that you're very pleased, O Makubal, and you accept. Yom Zeh, this day, Yisrael, shenitnu Torah voy. This day of Shavuos, the Klaius will receive the Torah, is we're very happy about and pleased with it. That's what this day was supposed to eat. Now, all the Dashonim talk about this. The Chulot should be Pumfaket, on Shavuos, the Yom Man Torah, you should for sure be spending the whole day just learning Torah. His mother, every other yom tov, allowed to spend the whole day learning. So on Shavuos, the day the Torah was given, for sure you should be Isaac the whole day. So different pshatim. Some want to say that the pshat from learning is, don't think learning Torah is only when you come to Shia to learn. For the rest of the day, when eating, there's no Torah involved. Comes to teach us, no, the Torah is involved the whole day. Even b'shas achil u'shtiya, also it has to be al pi derech ha-Torah. The halachas are how to eat, which brachas to make, how to bench, different halachas. So on Shuas come to teach us that the Torah is not just on Ruchnias, but it's Nageya to Gashmias. Anything we do throughout the whole day has halachas that we have to do. Therefore, on Shavuos, you have to use out the Torah and eat and be the simcha, even to do those things, to do the mitzvahs that way also. Different shortum. Right. Another kashya we all ask is that here the Gemara says clearly, and we always say Shavuos is called Man Torah Seinu. The Torah was given on Shavuos. Real Lamaisa, the real Torah was first given on Zion. Moshe was Hosef Yomechad Midaitai. And in Shavuos, we all dissolve. Sechura doesn't stim. Shavuos is not the Man Torah. The Torah was first given on Zion, a Sivan. A day later, Moshe pushed it off a day later. This is the kasha of your list. So, one of the truths from the set of Tam Sefer says is that really, the Matan Torah Hashem wanted to give the Torah to Klai Yisrael on Vav Sivan. That was the Yom of Matan Torah. The Torah was supposed to be given. But Moshe, when he received the Torah, Moshe got a koyach now to dash in the Torah. The pshat from Kabbalah Torah is that the drushes are not in Shemayim, but here on this world we should dash in the Torah. When Moshe got the koyach on Vav Sivan to dash in, he was Hosef Yomechad Midaitai. He dashed as a posik to say that Torah should first be given tomorrow. So Moshe pushed off the Kabbalah Torah until tomorrow. So Klai Yisrael received the Torah Mamish first on Zion Sivan. But the Nesinas Torah, the day that Hashem gave the Torah to us, to the Neyadim, to dash in the Torah, that was given on Vav. So it's good to Gemara. The Vav Sivan on Shavuos, that's called Yoim Shenitnu by Torah. This is the day Torah was given to us. We didn't receive it today though, because now that we got it, Moshe dashed in the Posek to be Moshe of another day, pushed off the Kabbalah Torah till tomorrow. So the Torah was first, we first received it literally, really, on Zion. But it's called Yom Shenitnu by Torah. Right. Omar Rabba, Hakom Moedim B'Shabbos, Nibidah Naim Lechem. Everybody's asking on Shabbos also you have to eat. Only on Yom Tov, the Rebbe lets us say, you could daven and learn the whole day. But Shabbos he's asking you have to eat. My time of a Kerosla Shabbos Haini. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Shabbos is in you for an Oynik Shabbos. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Hakom Moedim B'Purim Nibidah Naim Lechem. On Purim also you can't fast, you have to eat. My time, the Pasuk says, you may mishta v'simcha. Purim is you may mishta of drinking and simcha. Kosev Bey, Mibay Mishta v'simcha Ksiv Bey. It says by Purim, mishta v'simcha. Ma bread Ravina, Kula Shasa, the whole year have a Yasta b'tanisa. The whole year I used to fast. So Kosev means that by the daytime you used to fast. At night, the time he ate. But every day of the year we used to fast. Except what? Yosatan is Levar mi atzarta, excluding Shavuos or Puria, and on Purim, or Maile Yom Kippurah, and on Erev Yom Kippur. These are the only 3 days he even ate in the daytime. Mash even Shabbos, though he held no, he allowed a fast. But Allah will not do like that also. On Shabbos, the Indian is the Kerosla Shabbos Oinig. He's supposed to have Oinig Shabbos. If a person enjoys fasting, so that's for him, Oinig is enjoyment is fasting, he's allowed a fast on Shabbos also. We're not allowed to fast because we don't enjoy fasting. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to eat. But a person that enjoys fasting, it's called Oinig, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. So he fasted on Shabbos also. So the only 3 days of the year that you have to eat in the daytime is Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. Atzeres, why Shavuos? We did that before. Yom Shenitnu b'Torah. So Rashi learned you're supposed to be happy and show that you're pleased with the Torah. Purim, why and Purim? But the novice that says in the Nestor, you may mishta v'simcha ksiv. Marla Yom Kippur, why Erev Yom Kippur? The Toni Chia Bar Rav, Midifta. The Pasuk says, V'yani simas nafshaseichem betisha l'chodesh. On the ninth day, you're supposed to fast. Try to Gemara. V'chei betisha, hey mistanim, do we fast on the ninth day? V'alai v'yathiru mistanim, our Yom Kippur is the tenth day. Eloheimloch, the Pasuk has come to teach us, Eloheimloch, kol oichel v'shoyse betisha boy. Whoever eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippur is a special schus, Malola bakosef kilo mesana, chi, v'yathiru. It's considered as if you're fasting the ninth day, and when you fast on Yom Kippur, it's like you're fasting 2 days. Hachesed b'kodesh baruch hu. Therefore, it's a special mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. He used to eat then also. Reb Yosef, on Reb Yosef, b'yom with a tartar. When it came Shavuos, Omer, he said like this, Avdili egla tota, make me a special animal. It's a third egla, a third calf. So Rashi says it means the mother that gave birth to a third child. The third child that comes out of the mother, that animal, that calf, is very good meat. That's the best animal. So make sure to give me a calf from the third one born. Omer, and he said, that he made a very good suda on Shavuos. Eloi ha-yayim, if not for this day of Shavuos, the Kogorim, kama Yosef ike b'shukam. As if not for me, why am I choshem, why am I different? Because I learned Torah, that made me for a big time of chochem, I'm a special person. But if not for the Torah that I learned, there are a lot of Yosefs in the street. So he was makir tov to the Torah because the Torah lifted him up. It was meroimim him, he was a higher person because he learned Torah. Rav Sheshes kol tlosin yomim ahadalei talmudei. All 30 days, every 30 day, he would chaz everything he learned. As everything he learned in 30 days, at the end of the 30 days, he would chazer it over. V'toli v'koy v'ivr d'dosha. And he would be leaning on the doorpost. The yomer, and he said to himself, chadoi nafshoi, my nefesh, my soul, feel happy. Chadoi nafshoi, feel happy. L'cho k'roi l'cho tanoi. I learned for you, and I learned, and I read the Chumash, and the Mishnah is the Gemara for your sake. For my own soul, that's why I learned, so my soul should be happy. For the Gemara, it's not that way, you only learn for yourself. V'yomer Abelazah, il mole Torah, not for the learning of Torah, lo yiskayim l'shamayim v'oretz, the whole world would not exist. Shenema, the Pasuk says, im lo yivarisi yomer v'layla, if I didn't create the day and night, and we darshan, it goes on Torah, that the Pasuk says in Yoshua, v'gisa b'yomer v'layla, you're supposed to learn day and night. So this Pasuk goes, im lo yivarisi, if I didn't create the Torah that you learn yom of alaylam is chukra shemayim v'aretz lesamti. I would not keep in existence, not have made the shemayim, the shemayim, the heaven, and v'aretz the earth. So you see clearly, it's the learning of the Torah keeps the world in existence. So how could you say you're only learning for yourself? And of the Gemara though, mikara ki ovid inish adaita denashe kovid. The whole point when a person goes to sit down to learn, that's not supposed to be your kavana. The kavana is not supposed to be, now I'm learning to keep the world in existence. Supposed to be learning because there's a mitzvah for you to know Torah. So you're sitting down that your nefesh, you yourself, should know Torah. When you're learning right now the Torah, the mitzvah is to learn to know what the Torah says. That means you yourself have to be a Talmud Chacham. Later, agav, also it comes out of dust for the whole world also. But that's not your intention. The intention is for you yourself. You should become a Talmud Chacham. You have a mitzvah to learn the Torah. Omer Rav Ashi, Olamai dekom Rav Eleza. Nami yom tefreshus, that's what Rav Eleza said, that even though on Yom Tif we see that you're allowed to bake, but for next day and the Shvusim to bring something chutz to chum is also on Yom Tif, Shalaza says that's no right Erev Pesach, because that on Yom Tif is only Rishus. But I'm talking about Erev Pesach, it's a mitzvah. So that's what Shalaza said, Yom Tif is Rishus, Islay Pirchav a Pirchanyu. Or Bezoi, I'll tell you like this. Even what you want to say, on Yom Tif there's no mitzvah to eat. So I have a Kavuchem like this. Oma Dochma Yom Tif, Shirtu Boy Malacha Shem Rishus. According to Rav Lezer, you don't have to have a suda. There's no mitzvah to have a suda on Yom Tif. Still, the Torah said, you're allowed to bake, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tif. So it's only a rishus. Is madach, the Torah said, you're allowed to do melachas deraisa for a rishus, for your own sake, is lahita shvus shima, shima shvus, lahita shvus shima. Isn't it a svara, you're allowed to do all the yisru and the rabbanans also on Yom Tif? And we see not like that. We see that the shvusim are also on Yom Tif. So you see a kasha on Rav Lezer. Even though the Shechitas Pesach is Deich HaShabbos, but maybe the Shvusim of carrying the animal, Chus Tchum, is not Deich HaShabbos. So Shabbos, Shlaihita Boyela Molocha Shal Mitzvah, and the Din Shlaitat the Shvush Ima, Avada Shabbos, that it's only Mutter to do, the Molocha Shal Mitzvah, you're only allowed to do the Shechita. Shechita on Shabbos, Erev Pesach is a Mitzvah. So Avada is a Svara, that Shvusim should be Yosser. So that can't, it's a Pircha on you, Rav Lezer. But the more of Rebbe Lezer goes like this. Shvus the mitzvah, the flaino. Once we're talking about mitzvahs, I'll tell you, Erev Pesach.